It's that time of year that we eat and we enjoy ourselves. We all know that the holidays are not known for healthy eating. So for your food for thought this week, we want to give you some reminders because there can be many different challenges. So we want to give you some tips so you can enjoy your Christmas and other holiday celebrations without overindulging. One of the best ways to start the day is with a good breakfast. You don't want to go without food for long periods of time, because when you do, you tend to overeat to make up for it. So getting a breakfast in the morning, no matter what it is something that you can do to just kickstart your day. It helps get your energy revved up for the day, as well as it kickstarts your metabolism for the day. Because when you skip breakfast, you are not able to break that fast. And your body shouldn't be fasting for that long. Otherwise, again, you'll be starving and you'll overcompensate. As well as if you have diabetes or can have high or low blood sugar, it can spike one way or the other. And remember that every dish that is at your Christmas or holiday gathering can be a part of your healthy eating plan. Just don't forget about portion sizes. A simple rule of thumb for any meal is to follow the MyPlate guidelines, with half of your plate being vegetables, 1/4 of it being protein, and the remaining 1/4 to be some fruit or other starchy food. When participating in all of your holiday celebrations, be sure to drink water and save your calories for those foods that you do enjoy. Sometimes I have to make sure that I have a bottle of water or a glass of water or something in my hand, and I'm just holding onto it at the party. So that way I've got something for my hands to do and I'm not over there grazing at the food table. Because if I don't have, you know, a glass of water or in my hands, I tend to have a plate and I'm eating off of that plate. Also, staying away from the food table or the snack table. If there's appetizers, you know, save it for the meal or just get one little piece of something. Save it for the foods that you do enjoy. Don't feel like you have to get something of everything. Look at what's going to be served and go around to the buffet table or whatever you have and mentally select your meal. You know, go ahead and mentally put your food on your plate and discard the things that you don't enjoy as much and save those calories for the other things that you really do enjoy. And enjoying a small slice instead of half the pie, or remove some of the crust from that pie to lower the fat and calories. So you can still enjoy your dessert during your holiday get-togethers. As I mentioned, a simple idea is just to survey the food table before deciding what items you can live without and which ones you must have. Even during the holidays, meal planning is important. Thinking about what you're going to eat so that you're not starving at that party. Thinking about what you're going to take to a party. Maybe you're going to bring a healthier-ish dish to the party, whether it's a veggie tray, and you can be festive. You can put together make a little Christmas tree out of broccoli, and your ornaments can be some little grape tomatoes, and you can have some little ranch dip or something, or little cheese slices or whatever else to help decorate your tree and make your veggie tray a little bit more festive. Don't forget also during this time of year to take those extra steps and work in some exercise, even if it's just a few minutes at a day or at a time throughout the day. Adults are supposed to get 30 minutes of physical activity 5 days a week, but every little bit helps. So even on those days that maybe you're not able to get the full 30 minutes at one time, if you can break it up and do it throughout the day, or just try to be less sedentary, which means just sit down less. Every little bit helps, especially during this time of year, as we often consume more calories during the holiday season. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook at Person Granville FCS to find out about all of our upcoming workshops that we already have planned for 2023. Just during the first week of January, we have a workshop about resolutions that stick, you know, finding ways that you can find make resolutions that are going to stick this year. We're going to have a district-wide workshop on physical activity, because a body in motion stays in motion, as well as we are going to start off our 4-week series on the Dining with Diabetes program at the Granville County Senior Center. Look forward to seeing you at some of these programs, and thanks for tuning in this week.